The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
You know, I had like fucking nervous stomach all day going to the class. I had like the Hershey squirts, you know.
Oh no, really?
Not really, but I could have probably if I would have went to the bathroom. But I'm really not a public pooper, so.
Oh, I don't mind so much. I'll poop pretty much anywhere.
Well, I can't everywhere. I mean, if it's an emergency, I'll do it. But if it's not an emergency, you know, I try to hold it.
I don't know. I poop so much at work.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'll poop pretty much anywhere.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2584 of the BFO for right day, the 22th of December 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Show. Y'all, we're heading back down to the end of the bar with the old gal. Hello, loggers. Big Fatty as in a beer? No, as in a log. Big Fatty like a Yule log? No, like a 2-pound nut log. Oh, Big Fatty, that's what that Gus Chad sent to you. Why are we loggers today? Well, I'm glad you asked. Y'all, tomorrow, the 23rd of December, y'all, it is an extremely important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, he's just one of the sweetest people that you'll ever cross paths with. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, he's got more talent in his little finger than Big Fatty has in a special check. Big Fatty Volga, y'all, it is none other than that Gus Chad. You know Gus Chad. He is the proud papa of little baby. Yes, Big Fatty, we love little baby. Gus Chad is just one of the most giving and talented people that Big Fatty knows. And y'all, he does the crema cars, hand paints them, and has done crema ornaments in the past. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, he's just he's multi-talented. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Gus Chad, I don't know if he's on the 20 or not, but I'm sure he's on the FaceSpace. Y'all, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake and lets a little baby lick some of the frosting off the side of his mouth. Big Fatty, that almost sounded vulgar.
Happy birthday.
Now, y'all don't forget at noon today, it's the final of the recipe cards from Big Fatty. You can go over there to the BFO and take a look at them. But first, let's go down to the end of the bar.
Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar. Down at the end of the bar.
Well, y'all, we are so lucky that Vera is here.
Of Holly, another okay. Plate, another fire.
Yes. Did they have hot buttered rum?
No, actually, they had cold. They had cold buttered vodka, and that's all I need.
Cold buttered vodka was your stripper name last night, wasn't it?
It was absolutely, and I have little panties that is embroidered cold buttered vodka.
Now, Vera, we were talking about drinking and special drinks and all like that at Christmas time, and you said that you'll be over at your mother's on Christmas Day. Now, we're going to... I, of course, am in Atlanta right now with my mother.
Oh, and, how wonderful.
And now, will your mother cook for the whole family on Christmas Day?
Not or a fucking
what,
chance.
What? Okay. Well, you know, you are known for your traditions.
That's very true.
You said you're having mom over Christmas Eve to your house?
Correct.
Okay. Well, can you kind of just give us a rundown of that? But before you get to that, make sure when the Mexicans come to clean the house, make the dust off the top of that china cabinet.
You know, that's a terribly racist thing for you to say, but it figures because you fucking live in South Carolina, the open-minded capital of the world. And
you know Mexicans are anyone that does anyway.
Yes, I do know that about you, darling. They could be Lithuanian, right, and you would call them Mexican. But you're still a racist
bastard. That is correct.
Because of where you live. So I will
thank you.
I will tell them to clean the top. I can't believe that you remember everything because you write it all down. I know you do.
No, I don't. You fucking write it down on my I do write it down on my calendar. By the way, look at there. Tomorrow, Saturday, is Gus Chad's birthday.
No
How about
way.
That, huh?
Now,
yes,
Gus makes those beautiful ornaments, doesn't he?
He makes the ornaments and the Christmas cards.
Well, son of a gun, motherfucker.
Son of a gun.
As
All right. Well, anyway.
Yes, honey.
You said you were having mom over on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
And kind of give us the rundown of what it's going to be like there Sunday night.
Well, it's similar to the seventh circle of hell. It begins, first of all, with us having to corral two very large, insane dogs that all they want to do is run up to you and jump on you, and if they did that, my mother would break in half. So,
well, I almost broke in half when they did that to
exactly.
me.
Exactly. So that begins.
And they weren't as large then.
Oh. That's how the evening begins, with that kind of tension.
Okay. You know,
Gooch drives over and picks her up and brings her back, and then the festivities begin that way. And the tradition is supposed to be that we have dinner and then watch our annual one-time viewing. It's the only thing that we only watch one time.
I don't think.
On Christmas Eve, every Christmas Eve, it's Alistair Sims' Christmas Carol. I think it's 1951. And last year, for example, the year before? I don't remember, but that's typical of being ancient. She had watched it already. And she knows this is the kind of thing that my mother, who has, you know, now she can blame it on being 90 years old and possible early onset dementia. But she's been a ditz since she was 30, so she really doesn't have an excuse. But so she watched, you know, she blew the wad basically at home before she even came over. So, it turned into a giant debacle, and it was awful. And she wanted to leave early. Oh God!
Maybe we'll say Vera's mom blew her wad is the title of today's show. Okay,
Vera's mom, what you Skyped out a little? What did you say, Vera's mom?
I said Vera's mom blew her wad.
Yes, that could be the title.
As the title of the show. Okay. Yes. Anyway.
Well, if all goes as planned, what we will do is we will have dinner, then we'll watch the movie, and I will drink copious amounts of vodka, which really isn't any different than any other evening, except I drink it faster when she's around. And then Gooch, the poor thing, who will only have had one drink because he has to chariot her home, will drive her home and then dump her off, turn around and come back. And then we will have a nice, relaxing, what's ever left of Christmas Eve together before we have to do Christmas Day.
Now, do you do a traditional meal on Christmas Eve?
You fucking spit it out, Aunt Clara, for fuck's sake, my God. Talking to you was like...
By the way, did you ever meet the actress that played Aunt Clara?
Her name is Marion Lorne, and no, I would have absolutely shit my pants because I have adored her since I very first saw her. And I actually saw her in an Alfred Hitchcock movie before I ever saw her on Bewitched.
Well, isn't that exciting? It really is. She really made a name for herself on Bewitched, though.
That's where she gained her superstardom. Then that's what television does for you. So back to my mother on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
Swiss Colony. Are you aware of Swiss Colony, the cheese and...
It's the one that they have the little pedophores and the catalogs, exactly. And everything looks huge, and it comes and it's about four little pedophores, an inch by an inch.
Yes, and they cost about $120.
Right.
Oh, I just did a little doo-doo. That's the way I set up, because I'm so wise where the computers are concerned, that I jingle-jangle even when I don't want to. But the Swiss colony, not Italian Swiss colony. That would make no sense at all.
Right.
The Swiss colony people, Gooch ordered some stuff from them, and they made an error and sent us the wrong order. And in the wrong order, they sent a $125 spiral sliced ham that's the size of my ass. And which means it could feed at least, I don't know, 120, 130 people. So Gooch gets on the phone with them and says, "Hi, that someone made a mistake and we didn't get anything we ordered, but we got a lot of what we didn't order. So can we?" And she said, "No, if it's sent to you, you get to keep it because we can't take food back once it's gone out.
Right?
And we'll send out your order and get it to you as soon as possible." So we got all these things that we didn't order, including this ham that can feed Norway, and we're gonna cook it. We're gonna cook the ham for Christmas Eve. All of that to say that's what we're having for Christmas Eve is a ham, and it's unusual because I normally wouldn't do a ham on Christmas Eve.
What would you normally do?
Order a McDonald's delivered.
Would you really?
Fuck no. I was attempting humor and miserably failing. That happens.
Well, I asked that because my mother loves a McDonald's hamburger.
Well, you're talking to someone who would kill most of my family for a McDonald's cheeseburger. I absolutely am insane for McDonald's cheeseburger. Not the big fancy ones. The original cheeseburger. Oh.
Mm. Flat and just
like your ass.
But, flat ass, right. Can I get a... can I get a flat ass cheeseburger?
I think they only serve booze here. Speaking of,
Can
I have another anything strong and a double?
Yes,
thank you.
Uh huh.
He's paying him the ugly one with the glasses.
Right here. Okay, so we're off to Mom's on Christmas Day.
Over the river and through the woods to Mom's house we go.
And Mom doesn't cook.
No, we're going to potluck it.
Oh.
Yes. Everyone's going to bring a little something.
Do you have your standard that you always bring?
Who did you just say standard like?
Standard? I don't know.
Sounds like somebody.
You have your standard? I don't know.
Well, you don't have to say it over and over because now it's just getting annoying. I will usually bring macaroni and cheese.
Oh, now you do fancy macaroni and cheese.
No, just the opposite. I do the absolute trailer trashiest macaroni and cheese that you can do, except I do add chopped green pepper and chopped onion. And all it is a small shell macaroni with chopped onion and chopped green pepper, boiled, drained, and then an entire 2-pound block of Velveeta.
Right, but that's the worst is the boxed shit.
Well, it's the trailer trashiest that you can do.
Ah, okay.
But I'm telling you that no one, not anyone, has tasted that macaroni and cheese and not gone, "Oh my God, this is delicious."
Oh my God, this is delicious.
Ooh, that's so masculine, which is a stretch for you, isn't it, sweetheart?
It really is.
First you played
it
a caveman,
really, really
then you
is.
Played a Jew. Go ahead, darling.
Now, Christmas at Mom's is a afternoon thing, an evening thing.
It's late afternoon, early evening. We tend to get there sooner than later so that we can get the hell out sooner than later.
Okay.
We do not, the adults do not exchange gifts. We all buy something for Mom, and we get the youngest nieces, actually they're great nieces and great nephews now that we get gifts for the little ones. But
okay.
And that's only when they're there, because now they're pretty spread out, so we don't know who's going to be there and what's going to go on. I can't.
Okay.
This is really boring podcasting.
No, it's not. People. Look, Christmas and the holidays are about tradition I know. Now, if your mother had her way, would she want to go to a Christmas Eve service at church or something
that? She's become an atheist. She still has.
Oh, okay.
She still has, you know, because she was raised so strictly evangelical. There is that seed in her that bites at her all the time. But she is.
Right.
We have had long conversations where she pretty much says, "I don't know what's going on. This is ridiculous and stupid, and it's not what people say it is," which is wonderful.
If for no other reason
than to drive my eldest sister crazy.
Ah, there you go.
Yes.
Now, you and Gooch, Christmas morning,
do y'all have...
No, shit. You may be on your knees, but it's usually him helping you up. It's him helping you up.
That's
because
all
you
it
fell
is.
Putting
I,
on your
I
underwear.
I was trying to put my underwear on.
Do y'all have a normal Christmas morning breakfast that you do?
Not really. Christmas morning is actually a letdown for both he and I because it means it's over. It means it's over, and we don't really get anything for each other. We don't spend that money on each other, and so Christmas morning we wake up and go, well, now it's just as the excuses that we can make up to keep the tree up and to keep the decorations up for as long as we can.
Well, you don't do something like say, oh, you go to the Vons and say, oh, look at that coffee cake. Let's have that for our Christmas morning thing. Or you don't go out and look and go to a bakery or anything like that and do something and say, oh, let's do that Christmas morning or anything like that.
We have had bear claws or donuts. Apple fritters.
I know you love donuts. Yes.
Crazy for apple fritters. Gooch is nuts for donuts. I'm crazy for apple fritters, but they have to be really flat and really, really, really well done. I don't like them puffy.
Well, there you have it. Ladies and gentlemen, there's your
Christmas gift ideas. Christmas gift
there's
ideas
your,
for me.
If you're looking for after Christmas ideas, send Vera a flat fritter.
Thank you, which was my stripper name in the late 70s. Ladies and gentlemen, put
How
your hands
wonderful
together
of that.
For flat fritters.
It probably should have bells in there also, since
absolutely.
Oh, dear Gussie.
No way.
Now, Vera, I am not going to make you come back on Christmas Day and do another little show for me.
Oh, thank you.
But will you come back? But will you come back Boxing Day?
Oh, of course, and I'll bring my gloves.
Okay, that'll be on Tuesday of next week. So until then, would you like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas, everybody!
And where can everybody find you?
VeraSpeaks.com.
And at your mother's on Christmas
on
afternoon
Christmas.
With a flask in your pocket.
Oh my
okay.
God. No, a handle.
I'll tell you what.
A handle in the back porch.
There you go. Well, that's a flask for you. Say
yes.
Goodbye, Vera.
Bye, Vera.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.